my heart was glad when I heard the call. Let us go to God's house, let us hasten there. And now our feet are within your walls, in the land of peace and the ground that we share.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take some time with you today. I'm not sure, obviously, I'm not sure where you are, and I can tell you a little bit about where I am. And I welcome us to be conscious of the place we are in, possibly to which we've drawn aside for a few moments, that we might hear and experience the intimacy of the gospel of this time of year. I've been reflecting on the ones for Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Easter. You'd find it under May 18th. And John's Gospel 14:1-12 continues this ongoing, beautiful appeal from Jesus to his disciples to not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God, have faith in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. It's one of my favorite passages, and it unfolds from there in this deep sense of the Father's house. And these dwelling places for us, rooms, places. He says, if there were not, what would I be doing telling you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And yet, in other words, there's an absolutely unique spot for you and me. And maybe you're in that place now. It may not be particularly a physical location, and that's part of what I'd like to reflect on. However, it might be. I'm blessed to be in the backyard of good friends here, Kate and Dave Clemens up in Glastonbury, Connecticut, visiting with their sons, Ian and Dylan, until I pass on to Tim and Kim Brownstown tomorrow to be with other people in the Browns home. And I'm in the backyard looking into the woods, hearing bird sounds, smelling the aroma of flowers I'm not familiar with, probably trees growing nearby or someone else's bushes or early flowers blossoming. It's strikingly beautiful, and I feel at home. I feel at home here. Kate and Dave and their sons have made me feel at home, and I feel at home here in this deeper sense of home that Jesus is trying to share with us. In John's Gospel, he tells us that he's going away, but he's preparing a home for us. And the home that he's talking about, to leap right into it, is not only a location, but it's primarily a relationship, a relation. He wants to let us know that we are one with him and in the Father and he are one, and we are one in them. Jesus, the Father, abiding in us. Philip says, Master, show us the Father. And Jesus protests, have I not been with you a long time and you still do not know me? In other words, have you not experienced this revealed to you? Is it still hard for you to see? And then Jesus goes right there in a very wonderful way. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. In other words, if you've seen me, you've seen your home. I am your abiding place. I'm the one who lives with you and in you now. I'm the one who's leading with you and walking with you. We know the way, the truth, the life. You might even hear, you may not. I hear an airplane going overhead as I offer this reflection from backyard. A beautiful bird calling out across the place here. And there's this deep sense of place, people traveling to be there. Possibly the bird calling out its own space, location. Naming where it is, that it's its region here in the woods. I found a chair here that reminds me of arms holding us up. And so Jesus wants to have us feel that sense of deep protection and care. Why? So that we'll go into the world and make a difference, so that you and I as sisters and brothers won't stay in a particular location or hover in a relationship, but find strength and love in one, to find new courage and encouragement to launch out into the world. Wonderful students graduating last week as seniors, now graduates of Bonas and other colleges and universities right now, know the depth of that. And I've talked with some since they've graduated. The location is so important, but the relationship is more significant. That's what Jesus is talking about. He promises us a place, a home, a dwelling place. Other images for it are the banquet table, the halls of God's reign. the kingdom, the castle of God. They're just different images that might take us, and they're all reaching for what Jesus offers us in more basic language and in his coming among us, and that his relationship with his Abba, his Father, it's ours. Now, I've drawn aside, and maybe you have, and we might say it's to think about things. Within that, we might say it's even to let go of what we're thinking about. Images and things that capture our consciousness, and let our consciousness open to the rich presence of the one who is so conscious of us. As Christians, we would call that one the Christ, the anointed one of the Father of God, who has brought to us, again, this abiding, this indwelling, this home by relationship. We are one. We are one with the Father and the Son and the Spirit. As we lean in this time into the celebration of what has already happened, which is the sending forth of Christ's Spirit into our midst, into the church, into the world, it's from these places of quiet and recognition of the God located in us, abiding here to make us one with one another and others, but first one with us. You might say, well, you know, this is great to step aside because I'm still looking for my place in the sun. I've got a job or career or decisions to make, and we really do. Some of my dearest friends are still working on finding the right job. But underneath that place in the sun, that responsible career, is this promise of the one who is in our midst right now, the one who is with us and will never let us go. That one who is not a location, but a relationship. God is with us now as we are, wherever we are, opening our hearts to this truth. A little places help us, just like this little bit of quiet does. And as we dwell in them, we hear and feel the one who dwells in us. So that we might be ambassadors, apostles, sisters and brothers who bring this dwelling, this hoped-for experience of the now dwelling of God into the world. In our ways of caring for others, bringing peace and love and forming relationships that will last. For the home that Jesus Christ has promised us will always be our home, and we are called to live that way with one another. I'm sorry I don't have the skill that many do, and I admire them for other languages, but I'm thinking of that simple Spanish phrase right now that goes something like this: mi casa es su casa. Mi casa es su casa. My house is your house. It's so much what Jesus is saying. My Father is your Father. Let that abide in you. Let us abide in you. And then carry our love and life to the world. Blessings and rich experience of God being with you today, my friend, as I share this little reflection with you from a lovely backyard in Connecticut.
How my heart was glad when I heard the call. Let us go to God's house, let us hasten there. And now our feet are within your walls, in the land of peace and the ground.